Richard Groove Holmes on organ and Gene Ammons on tenor sax with "Hey You, What's That?" That is the name of the tune. Gene Edwards on guitar and Leroy Henderson on drums. It's from the Holmes Ammons 1961 album, Groovin' with Jug. That's the famous handle by which Ammons would go in the music world. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead. And yes, she lives and breathes. What a wonderful and tumultuous weekend I had, capped off by a little stint in a center for people care, because I had a touch of food poisoning. From LaGuardia Airport's, one of the restaurants there, I realized I was so famished. I had to get something to eat before the flight back home. And I got an innocuous sounding salad, spinach and other green stuff with a pesto dressing, which did me in. Oh, my gosh. So I was indisposed yesterday, recuperating, and now I am back. I'm in fine shape. The pesto did me in, apparently. So beware of pestos. I want to say what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful meeting and convocation and meet and greet and big time hugs and kisses we all had. What a wonderful time. I was really emotionally overwhelmed on Sunday. And, you know, it is amazing how I think everybody was feeling the same thing, a sense of incredible connection with each other. And I was just delighted beyond belief. I'm referring, of course, to the talk I gave at the Community Church of New York in Manhattan, invited to do so by someone we used to hear from and still do hear from regularly on the program Lead Stories, but having no idea all this time he was a member of the global committee of the church, a very active community in the church, and invited me. And I said, David, yes, David, who calls in quite regularly, and who is the author of the book Playing the Game, which had to do with the training of young black men into the field of aeronautics, piloting. It's a great book. We will do something very special about that, because you told me people at the convocation that we had on Sunday kept asking him about the book. But it's a small world. I had no idea that these were his connections. And he was a very, very, just an expert host, and made sure I was so comfortable in everything. looked after me like a mother hen or a father rooster, whichever it is you want to pick of. But and then I was met at the airport by my very own. I mean, I claimed them to be my guard, my color guard, consisting of Raga the Rasta Man, and Willie, and Bernard, and they saw to me like I mean, it was like military precision. They picked me up, and we took a ride into Brooklyn on Nostrand Avenue, and we cased a joint, only to see the transformation, to look at the transformation of this stretch, this commercial stretch, that looks nothing like it used to, because there is a very aggressive transformation occurring that is meant to squeeze out the stores and the services I used to know on Nostrand Avenue, chopping up the buildings into smaller pieces that will go for astronomical rents. It's something that has to be looked into. But we spent a great deal of time just looking at the transformation of Brooklyn. It didn't look like anything I remembered. But we had lunch on Ostrand Avenue, and I was able to look at health food stores there and just look at the neighborhood, how it's going. Had a wonderful meeting with proprietors and so forth. It was almost like I was some kind of a dignitary. But really, it's just that these are community activists. And we've been in touch with each other for quite a while. And so they received me and offered me such a wonderful hospitality, grassroots style. Yes, indeed. Willie even brought me a coat in case I wasn't warm enough. Is that wonderful? But I really didn't need it. And we proceeded through the day. And then on Sunday, we met up again at the church with so many people, so many listeners who came out. One young man almost brought me to tears. He came all the way from Buffalo by bus. And after the event, was going to go back to Buffalo by bus, which is a long, long ride. To do that, oh, there were people from North Carolina, people from all over the place coming to just be part of this fellowship. And I was just so bowled over by it. So I thank you for the honor of being in your midst. I thank you for the immense hospitality and the great love and caring. I thank you for your genuine expressions of goodwill, and I just thank you for your hugs and your flowers and your kisses. And in the case of one woman, I could not accept her gift, which was a thermos. I had no place to pack it. Because I always travel light. I had no room left in my bag. So we'll make arrangements because I know it was important to you to give me that gift. And at some point, we will arrange that we will get it. But what a wonderful gathering it was. In fact, after we used up our allotted time at the church, which they extended for us to 3:30, they allowed us to move to another building because there were so many people online wanting personally to say hello. And I got that done to the last person. They got their FaceTime. And from there, it was a rush to the airport. But what a wonderful and joyful and really spiritual connection. You have no idea how you boosted my spirits. I hope I boosted yours, and we boosted each other's, because we need it. And more, it's about building a community. It doesn't take a lot. It's just that we need from time to time to really come together, if only to shore up our spirits, which are attacked every single day. And this helps, this gives us another reinforcement, another kind of reinforcement to tackle our day-to-day challenges. So I can't get over it. I really couldn't get over this. How wonderful it was just to be in your midst and to thank you so deeply for making such an effort to get this thing accomplished, a simple thing, but it's a challenge to be in the same place at the same time and sharing a really beautiful moment. Thank you so much. What else could I say about that? I want you to know how meaningful it is, not just to me, but for all of us, because you could see the effect of it, that we're all together. It will matter, if not now, it will matter soon, that you can tune in at 1 o'clock and we're all together. You're all together in spirit. And we need it, and we will need it, because as you see, things are going kind of off the rails here in the United States. We will need some place to give us reinforcement. We will need some place to vent. We'll need some place to think. And we'll need some place to exchange ideas. And this is the value of PRN. Again, I don't want to belabor the point, but it so charged me up. It was so reinforcing. It was so comforting to me to be in your midst and to share such beautiful, genuine vibes, all of us together. And I thank you for the privilege. I thank David for sparking this whole thing by just asking me to come and give a talk. I thank him for the recognition. I thank him for the thought of inviting me and further allowing me to bring about a coming together of all of us on Sunday, just to be in each other's presence. And I thank him also for being the catalyst for that kind of a movement of community building, which I'm all about. Build a community. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. A good piece of news to bring to you: the Progressive Radio Network is number one in the world for podcast by phone downloads, according to Zeno Radio, a leading industry service that tracks how people are relating to internet-based radio. According to this service, which is a top service in the industry, measuring how internet-based radio is being utilized, PRN is among the top 15 stations in the world listened to over the phone, and among the top 3 stations listened to over the phone. That's incredible. PRN is blazing new trails in radio. And you know, that speaks to vision, having a vision. It is clear that television is waning. It's on the down low. It's on the downturn. But internet communications is just exploding. So that we can easily claim that PRN was ahead of where most radio stations are right now, and even television stations, in developing a very easily accessible medium. Everybody can tune in, and indeed they do, all over the world. So PRN's vision came from Gary Null, who was a fellow broadcaster in the Pacifica system, and one of the top fundraisers. In fact, I should say the top fundraiser within the Pacifica system. I wasn't too shy myself. That's pretty good. But his vision was far greater than what people were willing to embrace. In fact, at some point, when this was just coming together, people thought of it as a kind of, you know, you're going down. Why are you moving from terrestrial radio to internet radio? Well, that's because you have a vision. With terrestrial radio, your signal, your reach is as big as your signal, and you certainly don't have a signal that could be reached all over the world in the terrestrial radio world. Now, only now you're seeing terrestrial radio and television stations and cable stations and so forth. They are now catching on and have been looking at expanding their reach via the internet. But PRN is internet-based. We didn't wait because, again, a vision. People all over the world, wherever they are, can tune in. They can tune in at any time of day or night. They can listen as many times as they wish to a particular program. And it's because the internet also allows us to retain our programs in an archive that is accessible at any time to anyone and for free. This is amazing. So Gary's vision took us ahead of the crowd a long time ago. And it goes without saying, this was not the result of a massive infusion of funds from anybody. This was primarily his own. And so the responsibility falls to us, I think, to be cognizant of the fact that, you know, we have to support the station. We must support the station because it is not just an alternative form of programming. It is an alternative form of necessary programming, the kind of information that PRN shares routinely. You would not get it anyplace else. Or if you do, it would be special reporting. We do special reporting every day, every hour of the day. So please keep that in mind and please step up to the plate and do your part to keep this vital avenue of information alive and well and ready for the great revolution. Now, you can listen free of charge. You can listen live to PRN's programming on Listen Live. And that number is 424-203-8046. Again, 424-203-8046. Anywhere you are in the country, in the world, if you wish to listen live, that's the number to call. And you know that the programs are archived, so you don't have to get, you know, desperate that you're losing time, missing programs. There's no possibility of you missing a program. It's always there. It's archived and ready and available to you. In exchange, I'm asking that you consider PRN when you are about to make a donation to any charity. Think of PRN as one of the preferred recipients of your generosity as well. I want to talk to you now about your health. As you're getting the message. I'm doing, combining everything, all right? It's message day today. There will be 2-week-long health retreats in April. That's not too far away, in Mineola, Texas. And you can attend either one of these sessions, each of them lasting a week. And these are special health sessions given by Gary Null. He's been doing this for quite some time. And I can tell you, I have no hesitancy in promoting these health retreats. I am a living testimony of the value of these retreats because I have benefited from Gary's personal attention when I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And I was told essentially go home. In fact, I was told literally go home and make yourself as comfortable as possible. Now, that meant on my way in to my house, I may pass the Grim Reaper. He's right there and waiting. That's how bad the situation was. But learning this diagnosis in the hospital itself, you may recall I did a program. My program centering on this diagnosis, the very day I got it from my hospital bed. And I called Gary and I said, look, I just got some bad news. And I told him what they said. It was the first time I had gotten such a diagnosis. I had, you know, fallen ill. I thought I had a bad flu. It was not detected at all before, but I was in the hospital showing really bad signs of something very, very wrong, sweating profusely, vomiting, and then the x-rays and the CAT scans and all of that pointed up cancer in my lungs. When the doctor says, well, how long have you been smoking? I said, I've never smoked in my life. The only thing that I could think of at that time was, of course, the proximity of this radio station. I keep saying WBAI, but it's not WBAI. But our radio station, the Pacifica station in New York, was only a few blocks away from World Trade Center, and several of my colleagues had come down with various lethal diseases and died. And my good friend Marjorie was the most recent one. And so I made a link, but there's no proof. We don't know how this happened, essentially. But I called Gary and he said, look, he said, when do you get out? I said, well, I'm getting out today. He said, get a car, get somebody to bring you to me today. And so I did. And by the time I got there in Naples, there were 4 people waiting to start working on me. And I'm telling you, without a shadow of a doubt, I would have been dead a long time ago, years ago, I would have been dead. And I think, I feel convinced that I have been helped along toward a degree of stasis, even with such a dreadful diagnosis, and the inevitability of death. I'm not afraid of it, by the way. It's a part of living, if you will. But I was concerned that I wouldn't be debilitated and racked with pain and suffering and people around me suffering. No, that's not what I want. And he went to work on me immediately, put me on a rigid protocol, rigid because I was in such bad shape physically. The disease had gotten a hold of me and was threatening literally to take my life. The medical attention, the standard mainstream medical attention I would get, was radiation and chemotherapy. I have had neither of these things. And I walk every day. I feel vital. Sometimes, as you're getting old, and I recently had a very bad fall. A bone creaks here, a bone cracks there. You hear the groans and creaks of your body as you get older. But other than that, even my own doctor would say, "You look great." I say, "I feel good." Which brings me back to this a business of the health retreats. It's a good place to start if you haven't started, taking good care of yourself. Gary would start you off, and then he will put you on autopilot. He'll give you the tools. This is what you should do. You don't have to be miserable. You don't have to die sooner than you ought to. You can live a happy life, but you've got to take charge of your health. And I'm urging you to do that, to invest in yourself because you're worth it. And if you don't take care of yourself, and you have to see this in a political sense as well, you are perhaps the head of your own system. You have a family, or you have a partner, or you're within a group of people who are interrelated with each other, and you play a critical role in keeping things going. Please do not think of your health as incidental or secondary to whatever it is you're doing. It comes first. And you have to be, in a way, a bit selfish, but in a good way. In taking care of yourself, you are assuring that you will be around long enough to help others. But you must take care of yourself. I can't tell you how important that is. What a valuable lesson that is. You must take care of yourself and see to yourself first. Not only, but first. See to yourself. You won't be of use to anybody if you're dead and sickly, or dead or sickly. You won't be much use to anybody. But if you're healthy, even with the other things that are crawling into your life, you're losing your breath when you climb the stairs, your body is creaking, and you have to think about getting up out of your chair to command your body to do that. And your body says, "Well, I ain't ready yet." You must take care of yourself. I'm pleading with you to do that. And I'm also sharing with you that there is a possibility that you can do a splendid job of helping yourself by attending one of these week-long retreats, or attend both. They're in the same place at a beautiful bucolic ranch in Mineola, Texas, where there's every incentive from the minute you arrive to the minute you leave. It's all about regenerating you, rejuvenating you, re-energizing you. So let me give you some information on that. But before I do, let me just say to you what will happen there. What will happen is that there will be a number of seminars held, each dealing with different aspects of health. You will learn about things like meditating, certainly eating the right foods. You will bring your anxiety level down. You'll be taught how to do that so that you don't drive up your blood pressure, or don't allow people to drive up your blood pressure. Or if somebody succeeds in driving up your blood pressure, you know how to put it in check. You will know how to avoid premature aging or an early death, either of which is kind of avoidable, very much avoidable. You will start walking, because John Q, you will meet him, a very wonderful fellow. But you know what? He is not playing. He wants you in shape. And he is in shape. He's a fantastic example of his own teaching. And he will take you through all kinds of ways that you can use for yourself under your own guidance, once he shows you things that you can do to literally rejuvenate yourself, bring yourself back into some kind of decent shape. And you'll have his personalized attention. He accompanies us in morning walks and in our daily routines, and he is available on a one-on-one basis to help you back to good health. The food might be different in some cases, but you'll be learning how to eat right. You'll be learning what will work for you on a long-term basis to keep yourself healthy and to extend your life. But the overall thing is, you will learn how to take charge of the one thing you absolutely can do, which is take charge of your life. It's a well-rounded program. I urge you, I want to know when I call in to find out how many lead stories people are going to be there. If there are enough, I will be there too. The number that you should call to be part of the seminars, the two different workshops, one runs from April the 8th to the 14th, and the other runs from April the 15th to the 21st. The person to contact is Luann Panessi. And she is at 903-881-7008. 903-881-7008. Luann herself is a nurse practitioner, and she has gone through and really she bested cancer herself. And she did it without radiation and chemo. And she is also one of the people who will meet with you one-on-one and counsel you one-on-one on how to return to a point of good health. It doesn't matter if some people are embarrassed Oh my God, I'm so overweight. Who cares? What is important is that you get there, you get the information, you get the one-on-one counseling that puts you on the path to good health. Don't worry about what you're bringing. I brought fourth stage cancer. That's what I brought. And having no clue. I didn't go through stage one and then stage two and then stage three and then stage four. When I was diagnosed, it was stage four. So you couldn't get a more disappointing diagnosis than that. But still, I have not lost faith in my capacity to take charge of my life, which is important to me. My doctor wanted to put me on this program, and the very first day I was diagnosed, he says, "Well, we'll put you on this program," which of course is chemo, radiation chemo. And by the way, just in case you're interested, it was going to cost a mere $20,000 a month. Well, no offense, but I didn't mean to be his next boat or his next family vacation in Vail, Colorado. I just wanted to be back to a point where I feel good. I feel good. I know the nature of the disease, but I wanted to feel good in my condition and doing everything I can to take charge of my health. That may sound odd because we're talking cancer, but I'll tell you, I would have been dead 3 years ago. That was, in fact, the diagnosis. The doctor told me, go home and make yourself as comfortable as possible, which was a death sentence. So I know the value of these seminars. I know the value of having information that helps you make the right choice for you. I know the value of individualized attention. I know the value of respecting your right to control your life. And so I say to you, because most of us, in one way or the other, we are functioning in critical positions within our social or family structures. You may be the head of household, or you may be a partner in life to somebody who also needs some help returning to a point of good health. And if your system breaks down, everything breaks down. And then people are dealing with the consequences of serious ill health and death. That's not what you want. That's not what you want. We're all going to die. But if you have the ability to live as vitally as you can for as long as you can, in charge as we are the types that like to be in charge of our lives. This is the opportunity to start it. You owe it to yourself and you owe it to your sphere of influence to do something proactively and let them see that you're doing it. Let people know that this is what you are doing. You are investing in yourself. And you're taking charge of the one thing you can take 100% charge of, and that's your health. Talk to Luann Pennesi, and you instantly will get the vibe that these folks are not jokers. They're not running some phony baloney scam here. They are helping people. And they're doing so in a radically different way. And you will hear the testimonials from people who have been to these seminars, who have participated in these programs, who now are empowered and continue to empower themselves in taking charge of their health. And that is a radical, that's a radical move. We usually have doctors take charge of our health. But I decided, and many people decide, that that's not what they want in life. They have to take charge of their health. Call Luann at 903-881-7008. Let her know that you're calling because I asked you to consider participating in these seminars, in this retreat, which is comprehensive. It tackles your body, your spirit, your mind, all in one. But most of all, it unleashes in you a newfound respect for your own sovereignty over your health, returning to a point of good health managed by you. So I will call and check and see how many of our lead stories people are going to be there. And I would want to be in your midst because I need it. I need it too. But I want to know that you're taking charge of your health and investing in yourself. And you couldn't find a better team. There are all kinds of experts who will be there. Many experts who, and you will share this material with you, if not today, some other day, maybe tomorrow. You'd hear about people who are experts in the field of health, who were stunned by the results that they witnessed with their own eyes. These are doctors and surgeons and medical professionals. So, this is being offered to you at a very affordable price, and it is going to afford you an opportunity, a stillness, you know, put a little pause in your life and separate yourself from the hustle and bustle of daily life where you don't even have a chance to think. Here you will recompose yourself, refocus yourself based on the number one priority in your life, which will be you and your good health. All right, I think I have made my point. So I'll give you the number again, and you call 903-881-7008. The person you will be reaching is Luann Pennessy, and she will give you all the information you need to know to consider attending one or two of these sessions. And I will keep check. I'm hoping that enough lead stories people will take advantage of this opportunity. I shared with you my own story. And I've told you emphatically, I'm not a person who normally would do testimonials and all that kind of stuff. I'm not. But these are the facts of my life. And I'm telling you, I would have been dead 3 years ago. I'm telling you that. There are doctors in my family who may not understand what I'm doing, but we can't argue the facts. If I had gone the mainstream way, if I had followed that doctor's advice, and he was the head of the oncology department. And he said, go home, make yourself as comfortable as possible. You'll be dead within the hour or a couple of hours. But I made the right call, and I was in a desperate situation. And yet, I felt confident enough that I was going to get the right guidance and information and treatment. I feel that to this day. I have no doubts about it being the right decision to make. I don't want you to call out of a sense of desperation. I want you to call out of a sense of the right decision that you're making to take charge of your health. It's a very revolutionary thing to do. Well, we have some time to talk a little bit at 888-874-4888, and we can take a couple of calls before we go. But I want you to call Luann within this hour, 903-881-7008. All right. What are your thoughts if you were there on Sunday? What are you thinking? And what were your feelings in being part of that gathering? It was so special to me. I hope it was special to you. 888-488. What is it? I lost here. 888-874-4888. Oh, I'm getting a little mixed up. 888-874-4888. I'm dealing so much with numbers today. Okay. Just so you know, we will be getting back to our sure footing and we'll proceed. But every now and then we have to take some time out. And that was what Sunday was all about, just taking a little bit of time to embrace each other and to embrace each other's spirit. You know, some people call. Ali came up to me and she said, I bet you don't know who I am. Please, it's all over you. You are Allie. She said, yes, big hugs going around. You know, people have a spirit, and you can sense their spirit. Even before they say a single word, you just know that that person is who it is you think it is. Gino from New York, you're on the air. Nice to have met you, too, on Sunday.
Oh, right back at you. Your tree sounds still reverberating from that beautiful hug. Three times. Oh, there was a doctor, Leo Buscaglia, years ago. He said, three hugs a day keep the doctor away. And I tell you, I'm feeling good. So I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for showing up. I didn't know I got there late thanks to the New York City subway system. I want to thank David. I didn't know he helped to organize that, to get it together there, and the people at the church and then up the block. Again, blessings to all of you. So, Yutricia, I want to say I have a family. My sister's girlfriend, my sister passed away 20 years ago of cancer. She didn't. Gary was out of town at the time. I was trying to get her to go sit down with him. And her good friend just passed away Saturday with the lung cancer. And she wouldn't take the powders or anything. She just didn't have the mindset. She trusted in the people who put more toll tags on people than all the wars put together every year. So I want to thank you especially. And I have a friend at work whose mom is dealing with things, and I'm talked to him to tell her about you, and especially with today's detailed descriptions again of what you went through. And I remember that show with you at from the hospital, and I remember I was, you know, I work as a work. I remember pushing them up, and I had to put it down because you, those shows there and immediately after, you made me do something that doesn't often happen to me. You made me laugh, and you made me cry within seconds. And I had to write something down to call you up, which I don't usually call, to give you, you know, just a thankful, you know, just your spirit and the great job, despite your dad putting you through 7 hours of standing up there up till 2 a.m. They did a great job with you, and it really shows what's possible with some good, healthy discipline, with good heart. But the detailed description you gave today, I'm going to recommend a lot of people to listen to you again and show what's possible. This isn't just hearsay. And you saying doctors are there and are astounded and you're stage four. And you, again, I just want to thank you again. And I'm sorry I couldn't. Gary was running out of time with me. But I wanted to say to him that I want to thank him again. I did say thank him for having the people coming on speaking their healing stories, but thank you for working with you, and that you give great hugs, and if he hasn't had one, he's missing out on that vitamin L.
Thank you again. You know, it was a delight meeting you. I am so sorry. I had no more room in my little bag to take anything. So you wanted to give me a book, and we'll arrange to get it. All right. Thanks so much.
I got it here. It's for you, and they will get it to you. So, again, blessings for the day, and everybody else out there, keep on keeping on.
Thank you. And don't wait. This is the thing. If you can play a supportive role in really getting people to understand the value of their health and the value of an opportunity like this to have the best of medical advice, of ways of returning to a point of stability. I'm not suggesting here there's a cure for anything, but there is a great possibility when you listen to what people have to say about their own experiences. You hear over and over again how vastly improved the people are who participate in these seminars. And they come away with tools, not just from the seminar, but tools for life in their future. John from New York, you're on the air. Hello, John?
Hello? Yeah.
Yes, you're
on. Hey, you're Trees.
Yes.
All right.
Hello.
Sunday was absolutely incredible. How you doing, girl?
I'm hanging in.
Yeah, yeah. I am so glad to see you because I missed you the last time you were in the city because I was down in Texas and we had a retreat going on at the time. And I said, I'm not going to miss this one. The last one was on 145th Street. I didn't miss that one yesterday. So, remember the time when we were in the water and we were talking, aquacize and trying to get you to do some exercise?
Oh, this is John Q.
John Q, yeah.
All right. This is the man who put you through a really incredible regimen. Thanks, John.
Yeah. We got on the retreat, the people, they would do power walk. And what's happening is a lot of people that come down, they're not fit. And we're trying to get them fit. And I have come up with a thing, which is in the water, where you get a chance to exercise and build your strength back. And that's one of the things that will be introduced down there at the retreat in April when people come down. I got to get with you because we got to get into walking. We got to start doing some stuff in the pool. We got to start getting together.
Yeah. Well, you know, I haven't stopped. I had to slow down a little bit because they put some steel in my foot and in my hand, in my arm. But I still do at least five miles a day.
Okay.
The thing is,
in order to really get things going, you have to challenge yourself also. So it can't be the same thing every day, which is good. But what you want to do is you want to see changes happen. You have to put the challenge in. You have to pick either the pace up or spend a little bit more time there. You should be meditating while you're walking.
Well, I do, but I can't share with you what I'm meditating about.
Okay. But and the other thing is basically this, and this is a big thing here in the city. You have to have fun when you're doing the exercise. It can't be like it's a drill, or else you're not going to do it. Now, I do classes all over the city, and I'm just lucky to have caught part of the program this afternoon. I just got in from doing the training. But, like, the people are lining up because they have fun. doing the workouts in the water. And when Gary had his group and he had them all running around in the park and doing these marathons, it was a younger group, and they had a lot of fun doing it. A lot of the people that have issues, walking becomes an issue. But I found a way how to kind of deal with that. And it's a mindset. And it's,
well, I could tell people that you know what you're doing because you've been training for how many years now, John?
It's been a while. It's just didn't just start yesterday. I've been doing, Gary started me doing the power walk in the 90s, early 90s, like around 91. And I've been doing it ever since, like 35 marathons later. But Gary's been on my case for the longest time to stop doing so many marathons. And right now I can really understand what he's talking about. But I do a marathon almost every day in the trainings that we do in the pool. Matter of fact, the last time you saw me, I was like about 210. I'm like 185 now. And this comes from just constantly doing the training and putting everything into it and having fun doing it. We got to get together and we got to talk some more.
I'm glad. We'll talk again about these seminars because I'm excited about them. And I'm excited about them because they can unleash in the participants a whole new view of life, but mostly a whole new view about what they need to do to remain healthy. Thanks, John, for calling in. That brings us to the end of our program today. I want again to let you know the number to call to speak with Luann Panessi about participating in either one or two of the seminars in Mineola, Texas, one from April 8 to 14, and the other from April 15 to 21. The number is 903-881-7008. And I'm going to keep tabs. I want my PRN listeners, I want you healthy. And I want you to take it seriously and as a priority in your life. I'm not trying to bamboozle you. I'm telling you this is going to be vital to you or someone you love. And please consider it a major priority and do what you have to do to get into these seminars and start your way to good health. It doesn't matter where you are in the scheme of things. It's important for you to know how to take charge of your health. Well, thank you so much. We'll join each other tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening today. And we'll see each other tomorrow. Thanks so much again. Bye-bye.